James, welcome home, buddy. You've travelled the world over the last 12 to 18 months. Is it good to be home?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's definitely very nice to spend some time in my own house and my own bed.
You must have to air it out when you get home and do a bit of vacuuming and get rid of the mould because no one's there.
Yeah, a bit of dust, change of the sheets.
You are in Tassie at the moment, but the Australian cricket team are in Sri Lanka and unfortunately haven't been playing good cricket over the last two test matches, have lost a series to Sri Lanka. Have you caught much of it?
I actually haven't watched much at all. I've tried to get away. I had a couple of weeks off after my last tour of the West Indies, and then I've had a mini pre-season for the last month.
Do you don't watch it out of spite because you're not over there, mate? Or do you think I could do better, or you know, I'd get 100 against the Sri Lankans? What's your attitude there?
No, look, it definitely looks pretty tough over there at the moment. So hopefully the boys can turn it around and win the third test match.
Looking at your career and over the last 2 years, mate, you've had some sensational moments. I'll let you tell us what your highlight is over the past couple of years, because a lot come to mind just for me. And I'm not you.
No. Yeah, if I had to pick highlights, it's pretty hard to go past the World Cup final in Melbourne. That's definitely the pinnacle so far, and hopefully I get another crack at it in another 3 years. It'd be nice.
Now, James, you're known as the finisher because you can finish everything. I mean, I remember the game against England up at the Gabba. You brought us home from nowhere. In India, I think you got 100 from nowhere and won the game for Australia at one point. How does that title sit with you as the finisher?
Yeah, look, I suppose you don't get much of a choice when it comes to nicknames. You can obviously get upset about them and they tend to stick a little bit more. But, look, I'm just happy to be around the boys. I enjoy the dressing room. I enjoy the banter. I enjoy the nicknames. Most of all, I enjoy playing with all of them. So they can call me whatever they want. I'll just keep doing what I do and try and contribute the best way.
Are you the finisher at everything? So if I had a family pizza and I had two slices left, will you just come along and finish it off for me?
I've been in a pretty good paddock the last month, so I probably shouldn't at this stage.
Yeah, I've talked about your career highlights. There's a career lowlight that comes to mind, and you remember this, I'm sure, when you couldn't hit the ball with a bloody barn door in the final against the South Australian Redbacks with the Tassie Tigers. Remember about 5, 6, 7 years ago, I think it was, you and Ricky Ponting at the crease?
I don't know whether I should thank you or not for bringing that back up again.
Because, you know, you're known as a finisher now, but you couldn't finish that game off and win a bloody final for a Tassie.
Yeah, I was hopeless, wasn't I? I was useless that night. But in all honesty, I think that's probably definitely been a turning point in my career. I think I was so disappointed that night that, yeah, I really wanted to do anything to turn around and get better.
And your batting certainly improved since that day. Yeah, no worries at all, mate. Happy to rub that in. Now, you mentioned the banter in the change rooms, and with the Big Bash, which has been a sensational event in Australia over the past few years, it just keeps getting bigger and better. You've become good friends with KP, Kevin Peterson, haven't you?
At times I have, yes, at times I haven't. No,
not really. So you're saying that he doesn't keep in contact with you the other 9 months of the year?
No, he does. I obviously spent some time in England last year, and he always wants a shoulder to cry on, doesn't he?
I'm sure he'll be back for the Big Bash a bit later on this year. Now, there's one thing I need to clarify with you, mate. Of course, we've got the Hobart Hurricanes doing a sensational job down here in Tassie, and you are a Tassie boy, born in Launceston. Yep. Why are you bloody playing for the Melbourne Stars?
Obviously, first BBL I signed with the Stars. I just wanted to play at the MCG, to be brutally honest. I wanted to play in front of crowds. So that was the number one choice at the start, and I've been there since day dot.
Well, you just got sick of playing in front of the home crowd, did you, mate? Just don't worry about us back here in Tassie. Well, maybe in 4 years' time, when your contract's up, I'll get into negotiations and get you back here to Tassie, because by then, hopefully, we'll actually have some games at Aurora Stadium. What's your opinion on playing a Big Bash in Launceston?
I heard about the drop-in wicket there. I heard Punter's played he's playing another game there.
He is.
Yeah, I haven't been up to see the surface. All I've done is obviously play football on it when I was younger, and everyone raved about how good it was. So it definitely has potential. I think if, obviously, having Ricky Ponting involved helps a lot. But, I think everyone loves cricket in Australia, so there's no doubt that it can work anywhere.
With the 2020 taking off and how big it is now, I mean, you could basically, if you wanted to, play for yourself and, you know, go from the Big Bash and then go to the Caribbean and then go to England and then go to South Africa and play all the T20 leagues. Or you still play for your country. Does still playing for Australia mean the pinnacle for you?
I'll tell you what, firstly, I've enjoyed this conversation. You've asked some very good questions.
I've done my research, James.
I think that's definitely a stepping stone when I finish either getting sacked from Australia or I retire from international cricket.
Have you been sacked already, James? Is that what you're trying to tell us? Is that why you're not in Sri Lanka?
yeah, I'd like to play the T20 leagues all around the world. I think it'd be good fun getting to mix with other players that have been successful.
Okay, so what about Test cricket? So if the selectors come knocking on your door tomorrow and say, look, we want you back in the squad, are you putting up your hand straight away?
Yeah, I reckon I book my own seat on the corner slot.
1A, of course.
Or the cockpit. No, I'll go one. I'll settle with 1A.
Now, you mentioned your teammates before and getting back in the squad. I want to chuck a few of them under the bus with a little game, all right?
Yep.
Called Who's Most Likely? So from the Australian cricket team, who's most likely to Google themselves?
Glenn Maxwell.
Oh, The Big Show. He wouldn't even put in his name, would he? You just type The Big Show and see what comes up.
No, he's a good bloke, Maxie, so I won't touch him up too much.
All right, who's most likely to get recognised in the street?
Oh, David Warner. Would have been Shane Watson or Mitchell Johnson if you had asked me 18 months ago, but yeah. David Warner, definitely.
Surely the finisher must get recognised occasionally.
Nah, nowhere near it.
Well, maybe you're on the next one. Who's most likely to get kicked out of a nightclub?
Yeah, the boys are pretty well behaved. So, yeah,
well, they have to be now after Warner and Joe Root.
I'm going to let that one go.
You're going to let that one go through to the keeper, are you, James?
Yeah, I'm going to let that one go. We'll go to question four.
All right, well, I'll let you go because I could talk for hours about cricket with you, James. We're glad to have you home. We look forward to the new Tigers season and you getting a game and doing well for us. And then, well, I suppose we'll support you for Melbourne Stars when they're not playing Hobart Hurricanes in the Big Bash. So enjoy your time in Tassie and keep playing well, mate.
No worries. Anytime. Thanks for having me.